Good morning, magicians, or good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. I am so excited to be talking to you guys today. I am smiling like crazy. Can you hear my smile? Is that a thing? You know, I feel like people can hear a smile and I'm like smiling ear to ear. I'm really full of energy today, and I'm just so excited to be with you guys. I'm just so excited to just have this opportunity to be able to just sit down and have this moment with you guys. I'm really feeling grateful, thankful, blessed, and I'm just super excited today. And I'm also super excited to get into our topic of the day, because it's been something that's been on my mind the last 2 or 3 days. And when something's on my mind that long, I need to get it out. And whew, y'all, I am so proud to be a mother. I don't know if this is where we're gonna go with the podcast, just me gushing about my child all the time, but it was just really important for her to come to me as she is, exactly as she is, not a single thing different about her. It was very important for me to get her in this current stage that she is in her current form. And I'm going to love and accept her in every form. But these last 2 or 3 days, I've really been thinking about how before she was born, when she was in my belly, I had all of these ideas about who she was going to be. And it really got me thinking, like, wow, that happens to a lot of us. It happens to a lot of us. Like, before we're born, you know, our parents are like, she's gonna be in pageants and she's gonna dance and she's gonna cheer, you know, she's gonna do all of these things. And then when you're born, you really just wanna play soccer. But because your parents already had these ideas for you, these ideas that they wanted you to do, probably because they didn't get to experience them themselves, or because they did experience them, but they didn't get to experience them in the way that they want, so they're trying to relive through you, and they're making you do, you know, what it is that they thought that you should be doing. And it's like, I just want to play soccer, man. Like, I'm in this pageant and I got to wear this makeup, and I just want to go play soccer. Or I just want to be in chess club. I want to do a musical, you know. It's just like, I want to do something other than what you guys are forcing me to do, because it's something you want to do. And I did that before Layla was born. I'm like, I want her to dance and I want her to cheer and I want her to do this and I want her to do that. And when we got the diagnosis, I was like, dang, she's not gonna do nothing I want her to do. She's not gonna do nothing I want her to do. She's not gonna bend or fold for me, because that's what I want her to do, you know. Ooh, my Layla is, she likes what she likes, okay? She likes what she likes. If you are another autism family out there, you know exactly what I mean, okay? When they like what they like, it's what they like. They're not gonna do anything that you want them to do unless they want to do it themselves as well. So when we got the diagnosis, I promise you guys, that was like one of the first things that came to my mind. Like, oh my golly, she's not gonna do anything I want her to do. She's not gonna dance, she's not going to cheer, she's not gonna do anything unless that's what she wants to do. And just in my heart, I knew, like, that's not my baby, that's not her. But that's okay. That's okay. I accepted that. I'm like, I can't force her to do that, because that's something I just thought that, like, she would be really cute in it. I knew that she would be freaking beautiful before she was even born, and then she was born and she was freaking beautiful. And so, you know, that was just something that I wanted her to do. I wanted that for her. But if she doesn't want that for herself, I'm not going to force that upon her. Yesterday was Halloween, and we had a Halloween party, and my cousin actually asked me, was I gonna bring Layla down? We had it in my mom's basement. It was really nice, guys. And Layla was upstairs in her room. She has a room at my mom's house. And she was in her room just watching a movie and on her iPad playing her game. And my cousin asked, was I gonna bring Layla down to take a picture? And I'm like, no. I do not force her to do anything she doesn't want to do, especially not a picture. And she was like, I totally understand. Like, I totally understand, because it's not worth the hassle. It's really not worth the hassle, because your child is expressing, like, I don't want to do that. And their voice deserves to be heard. If it's like a reasonable, logical thing, then their voice deserves to be heard. If they're asking for something like, I don't want to go to school anymore, or just, you know, something just that, you know, like, no. Something that will harm them or set them back. It's just no. But like, when they are just expressing their true desires, the things that make them happy, I think that we should listen as parents. Like, there's going to be things that our children don't want to do that we want them to do. But if it is a reasonable thing, like, you just have to let them go with it. You have to let them make their own choice. And I also believe that we should allow our kids to try over. We should allow them to start over again, like, try again, because they may try something and they don't like it. And I don't want Layla to ever feel like, because she stopped doing something, that she was a failure or that she quit. It was just like, it didn't resonate with you, so why force yourself to do it? Because you're gonna be miserable doing it. We should really promote our kids' happiness, because that matters. And it's just the little things in life that they want to do with themselves and they want to do with their time that we should listen to, because why not? Like, you don't want to dance, you want to play basketball, go ahead. Or you don't want to play basketball, you want to be in the musical. It's like, we should just let our kids do whatever they want, whatever makes them happy, within reason, and they're safe, of course. But right now, we're really just talking about the little things, is what they do with their time. And I've come to realize that Layla may really like gymnastics. So we're gonna try gymnastics, but I came to that conclusion over time. I observed her and I listened to her needs and just kind of went with her flow. And I realized that she thinks she's Tarzan and Jane's daughter. That's one of her favorite movies. And I believe she thinks that those are her parents, because she climbs on anything and everything. She's like a daredevil. She does not care what she climbs on. If she puts her mind to it, she's gonna do it. She gets stuck in her closet all the time. She stuffs herself inside of her cabinets and on her dresser like the girl. She is just, she is a daredevil. She just does it. If she wants to climb it, she's gonna do it. She just, she thinks she's Tarzan. I said Tarzan. Tarzan and Jane's daughter. I just put it all together. She thinks she's a part of the family. And so that got me really excited, because I'm like, okay, like, we can do this, you know? It's what she likes, and it's also something that I think that she would still look really cute in. You know, she can have her little outfits on, her little leotards or whatever she's supposed to wear. We're gonna figure it out. And like, I get to get pink ones and purple ones and sparkly ones. It's like, I still, you know, I still get my happily ever after as well. And it's so much more sweet, because she's gonna love it as well. I really think she's gonna love it, because she likes to climb. She loves to flip. Y'all, sometimes my arms and my back hurt so bad because we've been flipping for so long. She loves to just flip and just fly. She's a very adventurous girl. She likes to explore. She likes to have experiences. And I really think that she'll enjoy that experience. And at the end of the day, both of us are happy. Both of us are happy. And her happiness is first. I didn't put mine first. Like, I'm happy because she's happy, and I'm also happy with pretty much her chosen activity to fill her time with. It's just about listening to her and going with her flow and going with her path, because life is truly short. And we deserve to feel happiness at every stage, at every single stage. Looking back on my childhood, it was like shit. I'm not even gonna lie. But because I have that knowledge and I know that, I can create a different experience for my family, for my children. And I can start by creating that change, by creating different experiences, by simply listening to them. Listening to them. Because although their voices are little, they're so powerful. They're very powerful voices. Our children have really intriguing brains. And I feel like when they start to really understand how to process and express themselves, we should listen to that. Because their happiness matters in every, excuse me, stage of life. I just did a really big burp and I saw an amazing angel number at the same time. So I think that was for a reason. I'm sorry, y'all. But that was like, did y'all hear that? That was crazy. Just listen to their happiness. Listen to their happiness. Listen to their voice. Listen to their wants. It's okay for them not to be a lawyer and to be an artist. It's okay for them not to be a doctor and be a teacher. It's okay for them to be whatever they want. It's okay for them to be a cheerleader, a basketball player, a ballet dancer, in the school musical, volunteers. Like, it's okay for our children to be who they want to be and not who we want them to be. Listen to their voice.